And we think if we do that, that not only are the people that produce the work going to be happy, but it's going to make it easier for people that hear it to pass it on to other people, which is the really the way with the technology to reach the widest possible audiences.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
So is everybody cool with this resolution?
I just have one question to ask of Rob, if I can.
Is it a trick question?
Yeah. Are you suggesting that this discussion only go on through informing the listeners through these programs? And are you saying you want to exclude discussion and debate? And it's just the way to handle this and address this issue is just through informing them and educating them about what's going on?
I think that fundamentally these are policy issues, and these are uniquely the province in governance for people like the LSB and the PNB. It's our job to make policy, to set goals, so that those goals and those policies can be implemented by management. I mean that there has to be a coherent system within the network. First of all, Pacifica is a membership organization, and we are a democratic organization, so we have to have a chance to discuss, we can't have a discussion about these issues with our listeners if we can't get on the airwaves and talk about what the issues are. And that's currently the frustration that we have now. We cannot go to our listeners and any one of our stations easily and say, look, this is what's going on with digital technology and the internet, and if we don't do something about it, our lunch is going to get eaten. We have no capacity to do that because we have internal structural problems that I'm not going to lay out right now. So the way for us to begin having these discussions is to get access to the airwaves so we can educate and inform people. But the people that need to make the decisions about these are ultimately the policymakers. Now, I think we have to solicit input from listeners, but once the policymakers have made a decision that they're going in a direction, the organization should move that way. I do not think that this is the sort of thing where we should be having plenary sessions to vote on whether or not we're going to get into digital distribution. But I do think we have to begin discussions by adequately informing the listeners about what's going on. I think if we do that, the exchanges that we have will be very clear about what listeners like and don't like and where their sentiments are. But currently, number one is a network. There are almost no programs that we can air that all stations will carry. And secondly, many of these issues, and people may not like me saying this, but it's the truth, we can't go to the listeners and say, hey, we want to talk to you about what's going on with technology and how it affects our audience, because we can't get on the air to talk about those issues.
All right. It's 10:15 Eastern, 11:15 in the East.
Well, Michael, I know it's getting late, and I apologize for any stalling that it appears that I am causing. I am not trying to cause any stalling. I think that there are still other things to consider. I think that what Rob has said is well taken, but I do think Pacific is in a very difficult position because there is a lot of truth. There is technology that is overtaking the media that has to be addressed. But there's also the question of the public airwaves and the loss of them or the loss of our power on the public airwaves by these technologies and an important effort made to hold on to our power and to hold on to the public discussion. I think these things are affected and may be endangered, and I think that the listeners, the membership, should not have their rights to the public airwaves abrogated, and I think that there is a question that they may be, and that to say that these are policy issues at national level or even local level also that don't require listener input and weighing in and discussion and awareness is a very big mistake that we may regret profoundly later on.
I didn't say that, Mr. Chair. I'm not sure that is germane to the
I appreciate and respect the discussion, and I think it's very important, but I don't think it really relates to the motion we're trying to push through right now.
What I'm trying to say is if we say we are approving a strategic plan and that the education that and the discussion will consist of, for example, these six programs that the three stations have and not other things,
Is there a stack?
Pete, go ahead. There is now.
I can't believe it's 11:20. We're still going. I appreciate it. I want to go myself, but I have to say this at this point. This is a tech committee meeting, and there's been a lot of discussion in the last hour about the downside of technology and technology infringing upon our rights and our listenership and all these. I'm paraphrasing. I'm tired, but I have to say, as staff in this area and as someone who follows technology fairly closely, I disagree strongly with a lot of these statements. I think that these are technologies that can enhance what we do. I think the licensing and distribution committee, folks like Rob, folks like David, we've met with legal advisors on this. There have been unpaid and paid staff feedback on this, listeners involved through boards in this process. To say that the only education and discussion is through these six programs, for example, is just a gross understatement. There's been a tremendous amount of feedback and discussion. Frankly, it's clear to me as an expert, a professional in this area, that this is consistent with our mission. And many times we said this is not, I've heard again that this goes against our mission. No, this is enhancing our mission. If Blue Hill and the writers of our mission were alive in the 21st century, they would be using this kind of language, I'm sure. And we really, I want to put this on the record because this is a tech committee meeting and there has to be the other side, I think, has to be said. So thank you very much, and I have to call it a night at this point. I don't think I'm needed anymore.
I'm not sure that this discussion eclipses what this resolution says, and so I'm going to ask us to go ahead and vote on it and then set the meeting date and then adjourn.
Praise
is there
the
any
Lord.
Objection to taking this motion up?
No.
Okay.
With Rob's amendment.
Right. A vote of yes supports Mr. Knorr's resolution with the changes that we've discussed, and a vote no disapproves it. And I'm going to read the names now. Mary Burke.
I'm going to pass for the moment. Are you including Basra's language that's substituted?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'll pass for the minute.
Henry Knorr.
Yes.
Ali Lexa. Ali, are you still with us? Okay. Michael Woodson?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Alfonso's not with us. Andrea?
I have to pass for a moment.
Okay. Bajra?
Yes.
Rob Robinson votes yes. Ann Hislop? I think we may have lost Ann. Rip Robbins.
Yes.
Okay. Go back to the passes. Mary Berg.
I'll vote yes.
Andrea?
Oh, God, I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to abstain. I think it needs more, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses. And we have one abstention.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, the motion passes.
All right. Yay. Good work, Henry and Rob. That's really wonderful.
Mr. Chair, Rip Robbins here. Could I have 20 seconds?
Yes.
Just a comment for Andrea specifically. I'm in reading this amendment. There's words here that really help get what you're getting at. It. So I just want to say those very briefly. One, it says including. The phrase is broken out, including those shows. So the sentence really could be implied to mean that they're going to explore a lot of different ways to reach out. It just includes those shows. And then the other part is that Section 2 says it promotes discussion. So that can be interpreted in many ways. I just wanted to make that. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Oh, thank you, Rip. And thank you very much.
Okay, I have July the 18th at 8:30 Eastern Time. This is our next meeting. Is that
the next meeting?
What day of the week is that, please?
Wednesday, 8:30 Eastern Time.
All right. I will not be in town. I'm going to be out of the area from the 15th through the 20th. It won't be a computer.
Oh, no.
I just want people to know that.
Oh.
Sorry.
I guess we'll let that be. I don't know if I should try to accommodate.
I'm not saying that you should. I'm just wanting people to know that I won't be able to be there.
All right. Thank you. Okay. So there's a special reason to hold the meeting at 9 o'clock, and I'm going to move it back to 8:30 Eastern time, 7:30 and 5:30. Okay.
I want to thank you very much for 9 o'clock this week also, Andrea.
Would someone like to move adjournment?
So moved.
Okay. Thank you all very much for a great meeting.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night. Thank you.
Good night.